Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That's Taylor Swift. We have Taylor tickets all day long. 9, noon, 3, and 4. Be listening for your chance to call in and win Taylor Swift tickets. If you missed it, this hour's code word in our trip to Vegas for the SPF Fest contest is everybody. Everybody. You've got to get to RadioAlice.com by 7:15. The link is only live for 15 minutes. Get it in there and you're registered. You could win yourself a trip. That's the word. Everybody. All right, let's get right into the trash here, which is brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf next to In-N-Out. Oh my God, yum. Get the Krispy Kreme right now for some glazed donut-y goodness. I have a couple emails I wanted to start with. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. This one is from Katie. I heard Vinny was looking for music documentaries. I would suggest Anvil, The Story of Anvil. It's on Netflix. I saw this when it came out in 2007 or 2008.
Get out of here. You don't even know who Anvil is.
And I do know who Anvil is because I saw that movie.
And I then don't know who they are.
They are, and actually Metallica knows who they are. They had one big album in the 80s.
And Anvil.
Then, Anvil. They're a Canadian metal band. But the thing about this documentary they did is they're like the real life Spinal Tap. Like this is them kind of going about their day jobs because it's years later. And then they have an opportunity to reform and like, I don't know if they're doing a record or whatever. I mean, it's been 10 years since I saw the thing, but it's fascinating in how they can't really see themselves. Like their big deal was that the guy was playing guitar solos using a dildo on stage. And he would like bring that up to be like, he's like, yeah, we're the guys who do the dildo solo. Like it's a cool thing. And they're totally serious. It's a totally real thing. And I loved that documentary.
It's so charming.
It made me want to like buy an album of theirs just to support them. But I guess it's on. I didn't realize this, but it's on Netflix.
All right. Well, that's where I saw the Rush
documentary. So Anvil here, just so you can put that in your pocket.
And the Rush doc is great. And it's so funny how they talk about how women do not like Rush.
That's crazy.
And they're
Rush is great.
Very few women.
That's not true. In fact, I got turned on to Rush by my friend Melanie.
Really?
Really.
So there's a whole group of you women in Boston that
yes,
loved Rush.
It's the Boston Rush fan
okay.
girl club.
Because they
the
say,
pink ladies of Rush.
You know, it's crazy, but in the early days, our audiences were these young, really weird male, you know,
well, some of us were women. We just didn't look that good.
And then they go.
Rush.
And 30 years later, it's the same men, just older.
Oh, I love Rush.
Yeah, I did too. It's a great doc, too, to see. They've had some hard. Neil Peart had some hard
times.
Oh,
yeah. Does he even drum anymore?
I don't think he does. Yeah. But it was really, he lost his kid in a car accident.
Oh, that's
then
right.
And his wife
real
passed
tragedy.
Away.
And did they both die in the same car accident or was
no,
separate?
Separate.
Oh, she had like a
she was sick.
She had a cancer thing.
She was sick.
Didn't he have a cancer thing too?
No, I don't know about him. They didn't say that, but it affected him deeply.
Sure. You'd think it would. Here's another email. This one says, hi, Sarah, Vinny, and the gang, but mostly Yuzette.
Oh, let's look Yuzette's direction.
Just wanted
right
to send
now.
A note of thanks to Yuzette. Her bravery helped me get to the dentist and get some work done. Uh-huh. Like her, I'm petrified of the dentist. And I have a bunch of work to do. I'm going to get it done on Thursday. Mm. Expensive? Yes. Glamorous? No. Should I have done stuff a long time ago? Yes. But I'm doing what I can today, thanks to Yuzette.
Good for
say
her.
My name, Lynn.
Lynn. Good for you.
Way to go, Yuzi.
After 5 months in prison on a probation violation, Meek Mill was released yesterday. He was sentenced to 2 to 4 years, but he's been fighting the conviction. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said you can come out while you appeal it. So he'd plenty
so
of.
So he got bail, basically.
He got bail, exactly. So he had gone on drug and gun charges, released on probation, and then somehow violated the probation and got tossed back in jail. And that's the part that he's fighting. So he had plenty of support from celebrities. Everyone's been, you know, the free Meek Mill shirt, Colin Kaepernick, Kevin Hart, Jay-Z, T.I., Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who I think even visited him in prison, 76ers co-owner Michael Rubin.
Picked him up
in his helicopter. He got out like a minute before the game started and was like, I really want to go to the Sixers game. They're in the playoffs. So this guy, Michael Rubin, picked him up at the prison in a... I mean, that is how you leave prison. In some billionaire's helicopter. Drove him there. He was announced. He walks in and the crowd went bananas.
This is tradition.
So he got to ring the bell. That must be like the Liberty Bell
yes.
thing?
Yes.
All right, Meek Mill, everybody. He walked out onto the court at the Wells Fargo Center. The crowd lost their minds. Let's see. Before the game, the players took the floor to Meek's I'm a Boss. He glad-handed fans and supporters courtside. He got a post-prison shower, by the way, in the team locker room. He was like, I got to wash the prison off of me.
You a Meek Mill guy?
Send me some Meek Mill. What does Meek Mill sound like?
I don't have any Meek Mill.
Me either. Meek Mill said a prayer after he learned he'd been freed on bail while watching the news in his jail cell.
Well, what?
No, it's great. Apparently they had somehow missed a I guess he has a communication and visitors window, a short period of time that he can get visited or spoken to. And so he was watching the news and found out that he'd been freed. He spoke with Page Six. I guess this is, let's see. I guess he went from the helicopter to a car and then made it to the stadium. So he was actually on the phone with Page Six, apparently, as this was happening. He said, I'm still dazed. I'm in a daze. This is great. It's unbelievable. I always had confidence it was going to go this way, but I didn't know when it would happen and I'd be free. It looked like it was going to take 3 months more or take months more. So he was permitted specific visiting times and phone calls by officials at the jail in Chester, and the Supreme Court notified his legal team outside of the permitted hours on Tuesday, so they couldn't reach him with the good news, and he happened to see it on the actual news. He said, I was in my cell, I was watching the news, they said I'm free. I immediately said a quick prayer and got ready to go. He still had work to do on his original conviction, given that it was based on the evidence of an alleged corrupt cop. And to shine a light on others trapped in a failing criminal justice system. So he sounds amazing. Doesn't sound anything like any of the other rappers. That's amazing.
He has major beef with Drake.
Why?
Because he used to date Nicki, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Drake and Nicki were super close, and they started writing songs about each other and having little rap.
I remember him being in some kind of a battle with Drake.
Is it because Drake's corny?
Goofy, I mean, can't dance and
has a
bridge.
I'm sure he said that. But yeah, I chose Drake over Meek Mill. Drake actually has some hard songs about Meek Mill. It's actually hilarious.
I choose neither.
Meek Mill says Drake doesn't write his own lyrics. That's one of the big things. Like, I'm authentic.
That is them's fighting words. Anyway, millennials.
Yes. I like him.
I thought Bryn was one.
He is one.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he is.
Turns out he's not. He's a Xennial, which is he's close enough to the cusp of to be considered either Gen X or a millennial. They're saying in this particular story, and this is another YouGov.com poll, we've been visiting them, they say that millennials are 18 to 24 year olds right now, and that the people in between are, and you're what, 33?
34.
That you're a Xennial. He actually explained it to me this morning that he's a Xennial.
That's stupid, though. I mean, that they're trying to figure out, like,
yeah, like
you know,
in between
it's
generations.
In between millennials and X, yeah. So
18 to 24 seems way too narrow to be,
yeah,
what the millennials are.
Right.
But anyway, so this is their poll based on what the answers of 18 to 24 year olds.
Okay.
Were. They said, what's your favorite TV show of all time?
Oh.
And what did the 18 to 24-year-old supposed millennials, how old is the kid behind you?
How old are you, Ryan?
21.
21.
So he's an official millennial.
Is it Miranda Sings?
It is not. What is your favorite? What's your favorite show?
Hey, look how tall he is. Stand up.
Oh, stand. Holy! Tall drink of water. Wow.
He's still rising.
You said favorite TV show.
Yeah. What's your favorite TV show of all time?
Probably The Office.
Oh, let me see if that's on here. That's a good pick. It's not on here.
What's your number two?
Number two, probably Friends.
Dude, are you seven foot?
Yeah.
You are 7 foot.
Oh my God, 7 feet.
Jesus.
How tall is your dad?
Dad's about 6'7".
Oh. How tall is your mom?
6'3".
Oh boy, oh, wow. Yeah. Your family of tall people.
He plays basketball at SF State. Look at how
I play basketball at San Francisco State.
Nice.
Of course you do.
You guys the Gators?
Yeah, the Gators. Yeah. Gators.
And what's your name?
Ryan Williams.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Welcome.
Is it Ryan or Ryan?
Ryan, like Ryan Sandberg from the Cubs.
Yeah.
Ryan. And you're an intern downstairs.
95.7 The Game.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome.
Shame.
You just coming up here
Thank
just to see what it's all about? Or?
Yeah, just hanging out. Yeah. Listen, you guys.
Are you one of the starters on the team?
I am, yeah.
What's the most points you scored in one game? Be honest for once.
19.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
Was that school your first choice?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
You want to go to Georgetown?
No, they had SF State had a really good broadcasting program, so that's why.
So you don't want to go pro? Thing is a little side thing.
No, well, if pro it comes along, if I can become a pro, that'd be great.
Sure, you do a couple years as a pro, rake in all the money, and then be a broadcaster.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. All right, Ryan, nice to meet you.
Nice
so
to meet you as well.
He's our official, Friends is his second favorite show. That's number five. That was off the air by the time these millennials were born.
Well, but in syndication, big
sure.
time.
Constantly, all day, every day.
So that was number five. 60% of, I guess it was a positive opinion poll. That's what YouGov does. It's not just pick your favorite. It's, you know, rank these by positive or negative thoughts.
I'd say my all-time favorite show is Law & Order, and I don't think I ever watched it in real time.
Right. Mm.
I watched.
It's on at 10 p.m. then.
The repeats on TNT or whatever it was, and I've since seen every episode.
Can I say my all-time favorite?
Of course you can.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's not on here.
Woo! I can't even think of what my favorite would be. I'm
like
trying
favorite
to think
TV
if something was on, I'd be like watching it.
Thank you.
Love. Golden Girls?
Survivor?
I'll take Golden Girls.
Survivor.
Yeah, Brynn, I'll go with that because when it's on, I watch it.
I wasn't saying that because I wanted to say my favorite TV show. I'm saying I watched it in syndication.
Right.
That's why these kids are picking up on Friends.
Yeah, well, and everything is right there on demand for people now, right. So you can binge through a whole thing. So the number 10 favorite show for millennials, and they are specifically saying 18 to 24-year-olds, although that seems super narrow.
I don't even think that is a millennial. I don't even think they've met the bottom end at 18 to 24.
I actually agree with you.
I think
feel like the
Gen
millennials
y or something
were supposed
else.
To be the kids that turned into teenagers in the first decade of... so who knows
they're
what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
this
a poll
new
of...
website you found is bunk.
I know.
Go on, though.
It's a poll of 18... This is whatever generation they are, this is 18 to 24-year-olds'
right.
thoughts. Family Guy was number 10. I do love me some Family Guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just like, they didn't just, but they did. Number nine is House. That's the doctor guy,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
Number eight, Saturday Night Live. 43 years into their run, or however many seasons
it's been.
Who
knew it was going to last this long?
I know. The Price is Right. God, these kids have no taste in TV. Wheel of Fortune was number six on this list. I love Wheel of Fortune.
Maybe they're just watching this because their parents are watching this stuff.
57% had a positive view. Friends was number five. America's Funniest Home Videos with Tom Bergeron.
Whatever.
Or, you know, whoever was hosting at the time.
It is fun.
61%. Jeopardy, 66%.
Well, I was going to say, you only watch Wheel of Fortune because you're there waiting for Jeopardy.
Right.
Wheel of Fortune.
I love Wheel of Fortune.
You don't.
Sometimes I can get it with just like one
you
letter.
You only watch that because you're there one to letter. See Jeopardy.
I love it.
Yeah, no, you don't.
No, it takes too long for them to get to the spins, and like there's too much other stuff. Like I want them to just get to the puzzle.
Don't you want to just be asked a question and answer? That's Jeopardy. It's like give me the.
No, I do love Jeopardy. I'm not. It's not against Jeopardy. It's more for you know, our friends at Wheel of Fortune.
Name this popular phrase, and there's E's on the board. Go, get out of here, Pat Sajak.
That's examples of Alec Trebek rapping. The Simpsons is the number two favorite show of 18 to 24-year-olds. And the number one show had the most favorable reviews. Went off the air in, let's see, 96.
Oh.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, weird.
Oh, look at Ryan is totally nodding along. Yeah. You like that one, huh?
It's on.
He loves
I watched it.
It
the other day. It's on like every day.
They included lots of newer shows, Big Bang Theory. Actually, The Office is listed in the shows that they included. Stranger Things, Modern Family, Malcolm in the Middle, Futurama, Black-ish. They just didn't score as high. Among respondents of all ages, the number one most positively viewed show was I Love Lucy.
Hmm.
That's weird.
Jeopardy was second, followed by The Twilight Zone, I Dream of Jeannie, and Golden Girls. Golden Girls.
Hey.
Mm. So those are shows millennials probably haven't seen that
much. I would think that the... I mean, I know they cut the later episodes were color, but black and white TV is an immediate turnoff to me.
Mm.
Or as a kid, I wouldn't. I watched all the I Love Lucys, but still, black and white.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It doesn't bother me.
I stopped noticing it after a while. Yeah. You know,
doesn't
really
even bother me at all.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I don't mind subtitles either, though.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, I don't mind that. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, it's wedding season again, everyone. Get
Yay!
Ready. I've got wedding stories.
Brian and Vinny.
Oh, the wedding boys. The
also,
wedding twins.
Yay.
Some lady chopped some guy's wiener off.
Oh, no. Oh. That's never good.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:38 on hump day morning. Not only is Survivor coming on tonight, which, you know,
yay,
we're very excited about. I know no one else is, but
there's
Vinny and I
two
love
people.
That. We'll be watching. But Handmaid's Tale is back on Hulu. I think that's they drop all the episodes tonight for season two, which is awesome because the first one ended. It sort of ended the way the book ended. And now we're going to get to see what's... It ended with a total cliffhanger, too.
Mm.
I can't wait.
So will you watch it, binge watch it at one time all this weekend? Or are you just going to take one at a time?
I'm sure we'll finish it within a week, you know. But it's probably only 8 episodes or 10 episodes, maybe. Yeah, we'll be watching that pretty fast. All right, this part of the show is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. The best mom ever contest is back. All the moms out there who are killing it every day. Mm-hmm. And that thankless job of being a mom. Here's our chance to say thank you to you. You can nominate your mom to be Alice's best mom ever. One mominee will receive a 2-night stay at Carmel Valley Ranch from our friends at the Bay Club. Plus, we'll name the station after her on Mother's Day. Judy at 97.3. Sandy.
Fun.
At 97.3. Anybody can nominate a mom. Daughters, sons, husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends. Moms can nominate other moms. Moms can nominate themselves. We'll choose the winning mom based on the most believable, sincere, compelling, and original 25-word entry. All day on Mother's Day, we'll be all about our best mom ever. Go to RadioAlice.com to get yourself entered or to enter the mom of your choice. It's all the genuineness of an In-N-Out burger times two. The In-N-Out double double. Double meat, double cheese, double fresh. Come taste the difference.
The Radio Alice Report.
That sounds good.
Oh, my God. Why do I want In-N-Out so bad right now?
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet and Novato Chevrolet. Get the car you want at the price you want.
All right.
Here's what's happening. I saw this story early, first thing this morning, as wedding season is upon us, everyone. 30-year-old Georgina Childs has revealed on British TV... So you're going to hear a couple words that are so not used here. So be ready for that. This
right.
is a British lady.
And you're going to do the accent, of course.
No. She was forced to give up her home because she'd been invited to so many weddings and so many hens.
Mm.
Oh,
the hen party is like a bachelorette party.
Yes. Yeah. How do you know that?
I read books.
All right.
I don't know.
She's attended 14 weddings and 13 hens over 4 years, and it's caused her, the expense has caused her to have to move back in with her parents. She's 30.
She needs to start saying no to stuff.
Well, that's the thing. That's why this story makes the news, is because she's defending the fact that it's, first of all, someone's invite. You've made the cut.
Right.
So to speak.
These are your friends.
And they've invited you. They've used probably a fought over position. And I mean, I guess people really go over the
sure
the wedding
well,
list.
Well, you only have so many people you can invite. It's expensive to throw a wedding, and each person is going to cost you $100 or whatever the price is, probably more.
Ultimately, she had to decide between saying no to weddings or giving up her flat, and she gave up her flat. She's faced tons of criticism as she's gone public with this. Many millennials, though, are in her same situation. They're all saying all her friends are getting married. They're all doing destination weddings, destination bachelorette parties.
You got to say no to some stuff.
Well, that's what I would say to my kid. I'd say, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Sorry, you can't afford to go.
There's a lot of stuff I want, too. But if you can't afford it, you can't have it.
Wish them well. Send them a little gift and say, I wish I could be there. I can't afford to come. Have a great life together.
I really feel like all generations go through this. There's a generation or there's an age group when you hit your 20s, mid-20s usually, where people start getting married.
Yep.
And so you catch
obligated.
A lot of them.
Right.
That's all.
And if you can make it, you do. And if you can't, you have to be able to say no. It's good practice saying no. Sorry, I love you. Like, maybe you don't say no to your sister's wedding or your best friend's wedding.
Yeah, you pick and choose.
But you have to, you know, you need to make your house payment. Sorry, I can't come.
She resorted to using credit cards to pay the bills for accommodations and transportation and outfits. And ultimately moved back in with her parents so that she could continue seeing friends get married. And
she had a lot of friends, huh?
And plenty of people are saying, how deep into your friend list are you willing to go with this? But apparently deep. She calls it an exciting honor to be invited to a wedding or a hen. That's so funny.
Hen party.
And it's difficult to turn down as it could come across as rude or offensive. Others are saying she's got FOMO and that's ridiculous.
Yep.
You're being a child.
She doesn't want to see it on social media, how much fun everybody else was having without her.
She admitted that, yes, I might have a fear of missing out on a good time.
Mm. Well, you know, look, whatever works for her. If she's fine living at home with her parents and going to every damn party, then that's wonderful. Maybe she's hoping to meet some guy so she can have her own wedding. Then she can stop going to weddings.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. You think that's it?
Maybe. Who knows?
All right.
Well, look at this guy over here goes across the world to go to weddings for people he barely
even
knows.
Barely knows him.
Yeah, Ryan.
Not Ryan. You, Woman.
Well, listen, I can't.
Wait,
I don't.
What's the farthest you've gone for a wedding?
Scotland, yeah.
No, he's been further than Scotland. He's been to France. Didn't you go to France?
I was invited, but I couldn't make it. It was during the weekday, and it was really
no weddings in Armenia or anything like that?
No, I just went to work at a church.
Yeah, you had to miss work to go to a wedding? No.
Oh, wow, look at you. How pleasant. How pleasant you are.
And by work.
Well,
eating his breakfast.
Right. Crunching his nuts.
All right, then let me go.
Then just go.
Too much.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
You got all these new interns and this tall guy. I mean, come on.
Doesn't work for us.
Another quick wedding story, if I could. I just want your opinion on this, Sarah. Picture makes the internet.
Surprise.
Today, as this couple had gotten married and there they are taking the pictures, and a groomsman turns up behind the couple in a golf cart. Doing donuts, you know, ha-ha, aren't I hysterical, and then rolls the golf cart. So the wedding photos include him tipped over in the background between the couple.
So he's trying to just photobomb there. Because it's just the two of them standing together like in a misty glen. And then there's an out-of-control golf cart in the back of the picture.
Here's the rolled-over cart. With them both looking back at the guy like, what the?
Oh, you know my what? Gosh.
And then there's the groom and the bride standing and watching as the groom and the groomsmen try to
lift up
put the thing back together.
So my question...
Oh, my God, look, he's falling out of the... This is awesome. This is
great. He's lucky he didn't break his leg because he's putting his leg out to somehow keep it from tipping over.
Mm. It's great that they got this. They have the best wedding photos ever. They won. They won the internet.
Because the question to you right now is, that guy's never... getting invited over again, right?
He's
cut out.
It's obvious that that's his role in their little friend family. He's the dude who's, you know...
He's the derelict friend.
Right. You got to have, he's the life of the party. I'm sure at other people's weddings, he swung on a vine in the background of the
I get the feeling
photos.
That he's just about uninvited from
no,
everything
stop
ever
it,
more
Vinny.
After that
he's
stuff.
Just having fun. That's the, you want a personal, that's that, those are the people that keep life interesting.
Okay, says you. Ask
or
easy.
Cause drama.
Right.
Bye.
Both of them. Listen, we I need something to keep me interested in life. And it's that kid.
Brenda Berrettini makes the news. She's 26. She cut off her 40-year-old boyfriend's man area with garden shears.
Oh, my God. So she's Lorena Bobbitt's
yes.
protege?
The woman is accused of cutting off her boyfriend's man area with a pair of garden shears. And she did it because she says he shared their sex tape with his friends.
Oh.
So he showed them.
How much of it did she cut off?
90%.
Oh, so he just had like a little.
Yeah,
like
there's
a finger
quote
hold
here
to aim.
Where she's being asked and she says, I cut it, but not completely. I injured him. It wasn't complete. I just injured him. So she's defending it as if was 90% it leaves enough
for him to have a good time with. Hey, so were they able to A, reattach it? B, was it still hanging by a thread or did she shear the thing?
They're garden
off?
Shears. I'm going to show you them. They're the big ones you think
pruners.
That's not, there's yeah. nothing. That's. Bah! You know what that does.
I do. I've taken,
you know exactly
I've taken
what that
small
does.
Limbs off trees with those.
The hospital
it's
employees were
strong.
Unable to reattach it.
Oh, no. He's going to be the next transplant guy, Vin. Maybe he'll get to pick.
She's in prison right now
yes,
waiting her trial.
Yes, she should be in prison. She cut a guy's junk off. Like, that's it for her. Is Lorena Bobbitt still in prison?
No.
I feel like she should be.
After cutting it off, yes. she ran for it. She says, I ran to get help. Uh-huh. I didn't want anything to happen to him. Besides, I was afraid of the blood. I'm going to show you a picture right now, okay?
Do I want to
see not,
this?
You won't see his man area, but this is the guy after being cut on the floor, bleeding. There's blood everywhere.
Oh, my God. It's all over him. Look, he's laughing. What's
he's
wrong with
laughing.
Him? He's like, hey, this is what happened to me.
Maybe he's drugged up.
Maybe. I don't know. He seems to still be at home.
No, this he hasn't gotten to the hospital yet. This is him at his house still.
Who took that picture?
I don't
her?
Know.
That's
maybe.
A crazy picture to take. The dude is covered in blood. He's sitting on the floor. He's like an Italian-looking guy. Looks like his
picture.
Name's Tony or something. Yeah, come and look at this.
Berrettini.
And he's like, yeah, bitch, cut off my thing. What's his name?
Her name is Berrettini. His name is Fernandez.
Oh.
Can you see it? That's him on the floor. There's blood everywhere. Look at his shoes. It's everywhere.
Wow.
You believe that? He looks really calm for a guy who just had his
well, what is he
world
supposed to be doing?
Cut off.
He'd freak probably, out. I'd be freaking
yeah.
out.
He probably can't move.
Maybe he's in shock.
Yeah. Berrettini said that Mr. Fernandez hurt her feelings when he allegedly leaked an intimate video of them to
feelings.
His friends.
Oh. How old is she again?
She's 26.
And he's in his 40s.
They're also saying here that she hadn't spent the night that night. She'd gone into his house. She must have had a key.
Mm.
So he didn't even know she was there.
Until
and
he
she
woke
attacked
up with
him,
no,
right.
No man area. That sucks.
So we've that's got another one of those making the news, everyone.
Don't do that. I mean, do I have to say that?
I don't think
don't
so.
Don't do it. Stop it. He got 40 years with the thing, you know. He'll
an
have good
article
memories.
That says Jordan Peele is producing a Lorena Bobbitt docuseries.
Oh.
What?
From her perspective.
Mm. Somebody else texted in, Sarah, Handmaid's Tale is 13 episodes, and after today they release weekly. That's right. I forgot Hulu does do it on a weekly basis.
Oh. So they don't do a whole dump?
They don't do the dumps like Netflix does.
Burn.
Oh, it's such a burn. I'm going to just have to watch one and wait.
Burn.
That sucks.
Well, at least you didn't finish Ozark, and now you're just tweaking in need of the next episode. What happens now?
Do they leave it on a cliffhanger, too?
Well, I mean, you need to know.
Right.
It's not really a cliffhanger in the traditional sense of a who shot JR, but it's, you know, you want to see the next episode.
Yeah.
What's happening to these guys?
Crazy. I know. That's the best TV. The TV's so good right now. So many great shows on.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Rush-loving woman here, says 925.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there's plenty of girls who like Rush.
Well,
we just don't like the dudes that go to their concerts. That's all, so we don't go.
Someone wrote in, the best thing about being a female Rush fan is the women's bathrooms are empty.
That's funny.
When you go to one of their concerts, no lines for the ladies' room, says 707. Ridiculous.
That's really funny. I've never been to a Rush concert.
I haven't either. I'm so bummed I missed them. Mm. You know, it's weird. One of the things in that documentary is a woman is going to Geddy Lee. Oh, my God. You're Geddy Lee from Rush. Can I get your autograph? And Alex Lifeson is sitting right next to him. And she's like, can you make this one out to sheet? So she's getting multiple autographs for Geddy Lee from
and
Geddy
Alex
Lee.
Is like, whoa.
And he's sitting there eating a sandwich like. And Geddy goes, you know, he's in the band, too. And she goes, ha, 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 and walks away.
He was the face of that band. There's no question. The voice of it, the face of it.
And a unique look, no doubt.
No doubt. I love Geddy. Looks like an owl.
Let me see. I wanted to mention, oh, SFSU in the house. I teach chemistry there. Go Gators.
Oh.
Yeah, now Ryan got a good look at Yuzette. 95.7 just lost an intern. We're not stealing interns. Is that where we're up to?
No.
We're not taking this kid, are
maybe,
we?
I don't know.
Maybe he'll be a future intern. You don't know.
Wheel of Fortune comes on after Jeopardy, Vinny.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know what the... Sometimes...
I don't know. I haven't watched in forever.
Yeah, that's
Wheel of Fortune's bad lead-in to Jeopardy. Yeah, I don't know what...
It's not a bad lead-in. It's fine. I like that show. Vanna, how does she stay so young?
You guys, the clip of Candy Girl you just played, that is absolutely New Edition, not Jackson 5, and the track is not sped up. They were kids when they started.
Hey.
How do you not know that?
Yeah, I didn't how do you not? You thought you were like up.
You didn't?
I knew a few tracks. I forget what songs they were, though.
Who's your favorite band? Like the when you put a pin or a sticker on your book bag, what did you...
Well, you know, it depends on the age I was. Boyz II Men was very big when I grew up. And then Backstreet Boys and then NSYNC and all that. Mm-hmm. Don't judge me, Sarah.
I'm not at all. Are you kidding me? Listen, I like crappy bands too, believe me.
Yeah, you do.
How dare you?
Steelheart. Slaughter.
Oh my God, I never liked Slaughter. That's human. I like that one song from Steelheart. But I'll fight anybody over Styx. Like, me and Pat get into arguments over Styx all the time. Like, I love Styx. I love every record. I've listened to him a million times. He's like, they're the worst band. I'm like,
you're
no.
A Mr. Roboto guy?
Yeah, I even like Mr. Roboto.
Get out of here, you do not.
I'm telling you, I like that. I like the whole theatric thing. But, man, people are like, they hear that, they go, oh. Like,
oh. No, I would turn up too much time on my hands, but a bunch of other songs I'd switch. No, thanks.
People are saying Wheel of Fortune is after Jeopardy.
They're crazy.
Or you're crazy. You haven't watched it. These people are watching it.
I've watched it. It's Wheel of Fortune
I've watched
and, then
it, and then Jeopardy comes
on. Well, not anymore, guys.
When did that happen?
With the program.
Did they change it yesterday?
Yeah, it comes on in the evening. If you have the news on, it comes on after the news. Wheel of Fortune. And then...
I'm going to need you to do research tonight.
Oh, I'm not going to do it.
Well,
who cares?
Then.
You know what?
Research.
It's fine. There, you guys
seven.
Are right. We're
Will
sorry. We got
7:30.
It wrong.
7:30.
On Lorena Bobbitt?
Yeah.
Did she not go to jail?
She was tried, but not convicted,
yeah,
I think.
She got not guilty for malicious wounding.
Well, but he'd gotten in trouble. I think they were able to prove that he'd abused her and that she'd had a mental
issues.
Break
uh-huh.
of sorts. Spitting is gross, but I find it interesting and typical that guys would not even consider giving the girls the fantasy of two men making out. When are you going to get open-minded over there, Vinny, Bryn, and Horman?
Yeah, Horman!
Hey, Horman!
I stayed quiet the whole time. Get off me.
You didn't stay quiet.
What are you talking
you
about?
You talked about the spit.
Oh, yeah, I talked about the spit, but I didn't say anything about anything else.
So you make out with guys?
Oh.
You think it's sexy two
fun.
Guys spit in each other's mouth?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I'm not into it, but sure. I mean, you do what you want.
Somebody get
right?
Scott on the phone.
But if the girls wanted to watch you make out with Ryan or something, would you be
that
like?
That wasn't the argument.
Oh, Ryan
there.
Could like cradle you in his arms.
I don't think Ryan's into it either.
Ryan, you down? Let's do this.
I'm saying no. Sure about that?
Not today.
Maybe another day.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to continue to be bummed out that The Handmaid's Tale is going to be weekly. I have crazy Lindsay Lohan news and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.